Carnivorous couch, it happens once a week. It swallows us for 2 hours when we try to sleep. It forces us to watch a film about which we then speak. Carnivorous couch with Brady and Rob.
Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Carnivorous Couch, the film podcast where we do a film a week from two film geeks. This week we did 2018's Annihilation, starring Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, and Tessa Thompson, as well as, what's her face, who was, Plant Lady. Spoilers!
Plant Lady was Tessa Thompson.
Oh. Which one was the white lady?
The bear lady.
Lost her duck.
Tuva Novotny. I've never heard
Tuva
of
Tuva Novotny, yeah, okay, that's right.
She was good, though.
Where do all these Novotnys come from? I now know a Jason Novotny, a Lauren Novotny. Shout out. Hey, guys. And apparently a Tuva Novotny is an actress.
Where do they come from?
Where's all this stuff? Okay, so we usually start out by doing
from
the plot
Novotny
synopsis.
Island.
Even though Tess really hates it when we do plot synopsises. But you know what? Tough shit. I am going to say right now, go out and watch this movie, because even though we're about to tell you everything that happens, it's not going to be easy to follow if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. It is quite a dense film.
Yeah, no. To quote Jafar Panahi, if you could tell a film, why would you make a film?
Well, also, this film is really good. So, I mean, watch it. I was pulling for this one and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it opens with... we get like a shot of a meteorite hits a lighthouse, and then it cuts to them giving her an interview saying, you were in for blah 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 time. She's like, it was like a couple weeks, and they're like, dude, you were in for like 4 months. What did you eat? I don't remember eating, you know, all this stuff.
This is Lena. She's a former U.S. Army soldier, and now she's a biologist.
Yeah, that was a lifetime ago.
Now she teaches at a college.
Yes. And then we go to her teaching at a college, and she's teaching about cell growth and cells and how they divide and how they create stuff and how they split and blah, 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 blah. And the thing about it is that her boyfriend or husband is dead.
Presumed dead.
Presumed dead, yes. KIA or just missing, or we don't know. We don't know where the guy is or what's going on with it. But she says basically that he's dead, and she's going to paint her bedroom. And as she's painting her bedroom, after she goes home, I mean, she meets a colleague and he says, you can forget about him now. It's been a year. But after that, she's painting her bedroom and he shows up. And then she's asking him the same kind of questions that are being asked to her in the opening scene before this whole thing,
right?
Which is like, hey, where were you? It's been a year. What the fuck? Da da da.
Yeah, this is Kane, played by Oscar Isaac.
Yes, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know the answers to any of these questions or any of this shit, right?
Yeah.
And then he takes a drink of a glass of water, and it's got blood on the glass. So they get an ambulance, and they're taking the ambulance away. But then the army comes in and takes him away, and they take her to this base where there's this thing, and there's like the fucking shimmer.
Oh my god, the shimmer.
Yes. And so basically they're explaining to him, like, people went in, nobody came out, da-da-da. And basically a lot of stuff goes on. We meet Jennifer Jason Leigh, we meet all these other scientists, and she decides that she wants to go in to figure out what's wrong with him, because he's now deathly ill and he's got multiple organ failure. Right?
Yeah.
And so then we go into the shimmer, and shit starts happening. Shit gets real.
They find a gator!
Yeah. Alligator comes in and attacks them. They're like, what the hell? The gator's got like shark teeth. And then they go in a little further, and then they find some video footage of the team that went in before them, including Kane.
Yep.
They cut open somebody's stomach, and there's like snakes inside or something.
Yeah,
like,
his
nobody
intestines
knows what the fuck
are,
that is.
Are writhing of their own accord.
Yep, that happens. And then they go from there.
And they find the guy, like, he's turned into a plant. He's like mutated. His skeleton is flash frozen to the wall as plant matter.
Yeah, essentially, like, time is dilated and, like, genes are being refracted, so are radio waves, so are signals. All this stuff is just going on. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? And then they meet a bear, like a chimera bear. And it eats one of their
it's
people.
Like a country bear jamboree.
It's a chimera bear.
It's a chimera.
Chimera bear jamboree.
Hi, ladies.
So anyway,
I'm gonna eat one of you.
Yeah, the chimera bear and blah, blah, blah goes on, eats one of them. They find her the next day. And
eats Tuva Novotny.
Yes, this is after they have a conversation about should we go onward or should we not. They eventually all end up deciding to go onward. And then they get to a house. They're going to camp before they go to the lighthouse. They're going to get to the lighthouse and they're going to follow the coast, like, to get out, to get in.
Right.
It's basically the decision they make. At the house, you know, because all the stuff's been going crazy. The little gene-changey shit is in their blood. Some of them see their fingers moving around like their skin is liquid. And they're just like, I don't know if I'm losing my mind or what. Gina Rodriguez goes crazy and ties them all to a chair. And then she's like, I found out that your boyfriend was not killed in action like you said. He's the guy who's in here. Like,
he's the guy we're trying to help.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that that this team that was in here afterwards, like, was your boyfriend and all that shit.
An interested party, lady.
So you're a liar.
These things have
to be disclosed.
I
can't believe anything you said. I don't know if that bear killed that woman because you're the only one who saw it. And I don't know all this shit. And so she's going kind of wacko, and everybody's freaking out. They're like, oh, no, she's going to be the death of us because she's just going to go wacko and kill us. Instead, what happens is the giant bear comes in with the screaming voice of its latest victim because sound apparently gets refracted into genes as well, or her last dying energy got moved into this. So basically it's a nightmare chimera bear with that instead of growling goes, no, help me. And it's pretty scary.
It is terrifying.
It is terrifying. So anyway, that eats Gina Rodriguez. Then, and I never did find her name. I was waiting forever for them to say it again. They never
did.
Oh,
it's Anya.
Anya, okay. So then Anya gets eaten by the bear. Then after that, Vertness, what's her name?
Ventress.
Ventress goes off to the lighthouse. Then Natalie Portman, named Lena, and Josie are hanging out. And then she goes, you know what? I don't want to go to the lighthouse. I don't want to do all this stuff. So she just goes, becomes a flower person. Like, she turns into flowers.
Yeah.
In front of our very eyes, kind of. And then Natalie Portman goes there. She finds Ventress. Ventress is a, like, big... she's like, the alien's inside me, and it's talking to me, and I understand it now, and blah, blah, blah. And then the alien, like, takes the constituent parts of Vertness and turns it into, like, energy. And then it uses that constituent parts to make a clone of Natalie Portman. And then they, like, perform, like, a modern dance number together. And, you know, then she gives it a phosphorus grenade. And basically, it self-destructs. But during this whole course in time, like, she sees... a video of Kane. What's the thing with the video?
Oh, it's... What do you mean?
Kane blowing himself up with a phosphorus grenade, and it's filmed by none other than Kane, right?
Yeah, Kane films Kane incinerating himself with a phosphorus grenade.
Yeah, so after the whole interview and everything, she realizes that basically Kane's not Kane.
Yes.
And she questions him about it, and he says, are you Kane? He says, she says, are you Kane? He says, I don't think so. He says, are you Lena? She doesn't answer, and then both their eyes, like, flicker with the light of a thousand stars.
Get the shimmer, boy.
Yeah. Also, she was cheating on her husband with a colleague or something like that, right?
Another professor.
What was that? And that was, like, part of her reason to want to go into the shimmers, because he went into the shimmer because he was so heartbroken about that.
And she went into the shimmer because she feels unbearable guilt, I assume. It's not like it's... exactly said out loud, but that's heavily implied. Hello. I can't hear myself, so I wasn't sure if I was still going high. Okay, so that is Annihilation.
Yes, it is. What's the next thing, Brady?
I think we say how we liked it. You know, we give it a little grade. We send it off with a gold sticker or a scratch and sniff grape sticker. And we, you know, we send the movie off with its little trapper keeper home to its parents. Hopefully with a good mark.
Okay, well, we got to do the hey, hey, how did you like it, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but we got to play the segment.
Oh, yeah, we do it, definitely.
Well, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, 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 how do we like it? I'm just telling you that, like, no dead air. I gotta turn over here and do shit. I gotta go away from my mic so I can't fucking keep.
I'll shuck and jive a little better.
Exactly. Brady, how did you like this movie?
I liked this movie a lot. It's right up there with Ex Machina for me. Alex Garland is an exciting talent to watch, I think. He's got a good grasp of tension. So he makes movies that are, well, so it's only two movies so far, but so far, you know, they have rich ideas, they're well acted, and he's really good at sustaining mood. This is a remarkably tense, kind of beautifully nerve-wracking film, especially that bear. And I think the guy is well on his way, and this is a, you know, like I say, he avoids the sophomore slump. Completely avoids the sophomore slump. I think this is brainy, beautiful, great sci-fi, and I look forward to seeing it again. I think I'm going to give it a Bay Plinus.
Yes. What's his name? We did Blue Ruin, right?
Yes.
Green Room was, what do you think about Green Room?
I like Green Room
a
lot.
Did he hit sophomore slump in that?
No. So, Green Room's really good.
Rumier is another guy who avoided sophomore slump. Sonier. Rumier. I just knew it ended with Nye.
Yeah, your name's French, so.
Did you say your letter grade? Sorry, I was.
Bay Plinus.
Bay Plinus. I give this an A-.
Nice.
I think it was really good, and, I mean, I like how the third section is, I mean, it's almost set up kind of like 2001, where the third little bit is, you know, fucking Genesis baby shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The kind of the tunnel of light, and you're being sucked into it. Your pupils are dilating, and yeah.
Yeah. Whenever she sees that, like, freaking, like, the thing is really cool looking.
Yeah, no, it's a very cool looking movie.
Yeah, and but I mean, like, the first act is literally the first 10 minutes, right? And it's pretty much just a whole thing where, you know, they explain that he's dead, and then he shows up, and then they get in the hospital and blah blah blah, and then we meet the psychologist, and she decides to go in. And they really, like, concisely do that in about 10, 12 minutes of the movie.
Right, gets the plot wheels spinning.
And it allows the second part of the movie, where they go into the shimmer and discovering all this stuff, to, like, take its time and really breathe.
Yes.
And then the third act of the movie is, like, this really great, it almost feels like a totally different movie, because it, you know, just the scenery changes, kind of, like, the way it's shot and lit and stuff has even changed, and it feels like that Genesis Baby segment. Is it called the Genesis Baby?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what do you call that? It's like Infinity and Beyond. No, there's a fucking there's a title that goes on in 2001 right before he goes into.
Oh, is there? That's like one of my favorite movies. I forgot there's an actual.
There's like a little title that happens, and it's, you know, the Universe Baby. Like, there's a fucking thing. For we, like, people are screaming at their headsets right now, going like, This baby. I just can't think of the word. God damn it.
I think it might be the Genesis Baby.
All right. Maybe it is the Genesis Baby. If not, I apologize for taking up all your time with trying to figure out whether or not it's the Genesis Baby.
Or like the Future Child.
Future Child.
The
theme song.
The Time Toddler.
So, yeah, I really like this. A-. The main reason why it's not the main reason why, but I mean, it's one of the big reasons. It's just expertly put together and very nicely sort of handled.
Yep,
conciseness of plot and so forth and so on. Economy of plot, I wrote here. Anyway, what's the next thing? Is what do we want to do? What do we want to do next?
What?
Oh, you want to do What's It All About?
Or do we want to go play a game?
Well, do we have a scene for?
Sure we do.
No, we don't. We gotta do Metacritical then.
Okay. Metacritical. Rob's never gonna win. Metacritical.
Brady's the victor again.
Woo-hoo. So it's time to play. Ooh-hoo. I'm gonna lose today. Metacritical, yeah, it's time to play.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're going to play Metacritical. Brady, do you want to explain how this works?
Yeah, sure. Metacritic.com is an aggregate review site, kind of like Rotten Tomatoes, but much, much better, because Rotten Tomatoes is a binary, whereas Metacritic is kind of the rubric system. So you know, instead of just getting pass fail, you can get, you know, anything between a 0 and 100. And so our game is to try to pick a movie. We will pick a movie and try to get as close to the Metacritic score as possible. And it's a bit like golf. The closer we are, the less points we get. We want to have as little points as possible.
Yeah, I almost feel like we played this recently.
I do too.
Not last week, though.
No. It's like I've been in the shimmer. Did I?
Yeah. What happened? How did this work?
Did someone... It's like someone used the time stone to keep Rob from losing. I think Rob is Thanos.
Sweet. Yeah, so let's go with Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, sure.
Not picking this for any reason.
Who's first?
You.
I'll go 76.
Yeah, I'll go 80.
Okay.
What'd you say?
76.
God damn it, you're two ahead of me. Already. Yeah, well, what should we do next?
Next, let's see.
Ooh. I already told you that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, right. Sorry. Next, who else is in Thor Ragnarok? We got Jeff Goldblum. What's Goldblum been in lately?
I don't know, but he was in, a movie I kind of want to see. It's not The Running Man. What is it called? Something Man thing that Jeff Goldblum's in.
Okay, let's go. Okay, how about Mark Ruffalo? The Kids Are All Right?
No, pick a different one.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, you haven't seen The Kids Are All Right? The lesbian moms?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
I saw
movie.
20th Century Women.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Lesbian moms, right? No, wait, no.
Oh, she's not a lesbian.
Okay. I don't know, man.
She's just a single mom living
in
Santa Barbara, man.
I don't know, man. I told you, I don't know.
All right. So let's... How about Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight.
Oh, Spotlight.
From Boston. Spotlight.
What do I care about Mark Ruffalo for?
I mean, I didn't say you did.
We want to know what the score of the movie is, right? We don't want to know what the score of Mark Ruffalo in that movie is.
No.
Okay, so you go first.
I think like an 85.
85. Okay, I'm going to say 92. Spotlight, star bright. 93.
Oh, wow. I forgot how high that got.
Yeah, exactly. Smoking a lot of weed, that movie. Got high. So, do you have the scores thus so far?
Yeah, you're up 7 to 10.
Yes, this is exactly how this has to work.
You and your time stone.
Time stone?
You know, you can set back time.
Oh, yes. I feel like we talked about that before, but... No evidence of that anywhere.
I think it made it, though. You can be forgiven for forgetting what has been said and unsaid on this cast.
Yeah, because all the hardware keeps failing today. Yeah, no, I did that. I just pulled back the curtain a little bit. I did that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what happened. So now I don't look at Brady anymore. I stare at the screen and make sure this does not fail. Brady. I'm going to pick a movie now called, because Spotlight is Spotlight, I'm going to think Featherlight, but that's not a movie, so I'm going to take the feather and say Forrest Gump.
Okay.
I say Forrest Gump, it's probably like an 87.
Okay, I'm going to go 77.
Really? Why do people hate on this movie so much?
Some people find it too schmaltzy. I don't know. I like it. It is an 82. Okay.
So you're That's off five even. And I'm off five. Just different ways.
Different places.
Different places.
Showgirls. That's I'm not picking Showgirls.
I'm not picking Showgirls.
All right. Zemeckis. How about Zemeckis to Zemeckis? Let's go Beowulf. But you haven't thought about Beowulf in a long time.
Angelina Jolie's boobies in 3D, right?
Yeah, but I think gold, covered in gold, something.
Thin veneer of paint.
Well, and she's CGI. She's mocap. Thin
veneer of paint. CGI paint. Beowulf, nah, not good. 67.
That's actually a really good guess. I think I'm going to say 68.
Wimp.
No, because I just, in hopes of hitting a bullseye.
2007? Man,
yeah.
That was a long time ago. It was a 59.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What did I say? 67?
Yeah.
I should have said, yeah. Should have said somewhere in the yellow. All right, you're keeping track, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go with Showgirls.
Showgirls, okay.
Different places.
A great movie, a terrible movie. I know it has a reputation as kind of both.
First I get you used to the money.
Verhoeven. All right, what do I think this Verhoeven got? I think it has a 55.
Brady says 55 for this Verhoeven.
Verhoeven.
All right, I'm going to go with a 38.
Okay, so you're going worse. You're going much worse.
I mean, it's a really bad movie. 16.
Oh, wow. Well, Rob, I think you just won.
What was that, five movies?
Yeah.
Showgirl, Thor, Ragnarok.
Wait, what did I say, 55? Spotlight, is it 16?
Forrest Gump. That sounds like four to me. Oh, but you said Beowulf, too. Yep. Yep. Okay. Wait. So did I win?
You did.
I had to play a special theme for this.
Do you want a number? Or?
Yeah. Say the number.
Wait. I forget what you guessed on that one.
Me too.
30 something.
I think 38.
Okay.
Maybe 36. I can't remember. We could check the tape, but who cares? I fucking won. Here it is.
A Metacritical. In your face, Brady!
Yeah, that's the end of that theme song, man. Oh, man, this seems to be working better. I shouldn't say things like that.
Okay, 72-41. Showgirls cleaned me.
Yeah, I know. You don't know how to play this game. Like, it's the first time we've played it in a while, and you just can't win. You can't win.
Rob wins again, just like the song says.
Ah, yes. At any rate,
Well, now, let's get back to Annihilation.
Yes.
I want to know, if we had a live studio audience, this would be like a call and response.
Know.
Like, know what? Like,
I want to know.
What's it all about?
Jesus Christ. Clip the audio out, why don't you? I mean, I just did that moving the mic around, but.
What's it all about?
What is it all about? I don't know, Brady. What's it all about?
What's it all about? I mean, all right, so this is the thing Tess had the most problem with, I think. Oh, no. She had a problem with the canoe scene where they're talking about everyone has, like, emotional damage coming into this thing. Tess?
There's no Tess here.
No, yeah, but in, you know, off mic at the house because she watched with us. She's hanging out with her fam. But she said that this scene was, like, she felt it was too on the nose. But I liked this scene where they basically are explaining that everyone who goes into the Shimmer kind of has, like, a bit of emotional baggage. They're kind of reacting out of pain a little bit just by doing it. And that ties into, I think, what the movie's theme is, which comes out of Jennifer Jason Leigh's mouth. It's about self-destructive behavior. And to that, I would also add trauma, because I also think it's about self-destructive behavior and kind of reacting maybe to trauma that we've caused to ourselves through past self-destructive behavior. And so, to me, what it's about, and Rob said this, and I think this is good, it gets its talkier stuff out of the way early, because I think where it's at its best is just luxuriating in kind of like almost a visual, like a visual embodiment of what it feels like to be on a self-destructive tear, which, and I find what's interesting is Natalie Portman says when she's being interviewed, like, you know, it wasn't all ugly. Like, some of it was really powerful and beautiful. So it's almost kind of about being mesmerized by your own capacity for doing the wrong thing, for self-destructive impulses. And so, yeah, I think it's about kind of going into this realm of like just depression and bad decisions, and that rendered as this visual mutating landscape that never sits still. You've got a bear in there, and what does the bear do? It reacts to your own negative stimulus, because the bear, you know, Natalie Portman escapes death because she knows, did that stop?
No, it's going.
Okay, still going. She knows, like, don't react to it. Like, stop feeding your own self-destructive impulses. Don't engage with the ugliness that is kind of coming from you, and that's the best thing you can do, right? So, yeah, I think it's about kind of a visual sci-fi embodiment of self-destruction.
I mean, there is that. I think what it's really trying to go towards is that it's not self-destruction necessarily. It's change, right? You know, the entire thing goes from start to beginning where the human race has changed through the little micro story of Natalie Portman and Oscar.
Oscar Isaac.
Okay, cool. And their whole relationship. I sound stupid now. I've become.
Hey,
stupid
maybe he shouldn't have two first names for a full name.
Yes. At any rate, So I mean, there's this whole thing where we open the scene with, you know, her after the fact, and then we go to her before the fact, and when I mean the fact, I'm saying when she goes into the shimmer,
right?
And then we cut straight from that to like cells replicating, and it's a thing that they kind of constantly bring back. They either use it as just like a little bumper to wrap up a chapter, or they actually look into a microscope and see the cells replicating, like some with the shimmer, some with the not. And I think the idea is there's that layer. There's the layer of her destroying kind of her happy marriage and changing that relationship. When they come out of the shimmer, they come out with a different sort of relationship. And then also this alien force that wants to change the existence of life on planet Earth. And it's not like that it's like, oh, I'm going to destroy you and blah, 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 blah. It's just like, it just, you know, at one point she even says, I don't even know if it knew I was there. Like, right. it was just life that was reacting to me and my presence and what I was doing with it. So it's not necessarily destruction, I don't think, but change. And that maybe, I think when Jennifer Jason Leigh's character is talking about the self-destructive impulses that we have, what she's saying is, you know, we have to destroy, we can't be happy with what's going on. We need to destroy it because it has to change. Like, we just can't deal with the not changiness of something.
Yeah, no, I see that. But
like,
then
we don't
what
want to
about...
destroy it. We're just forcing it to change through our self-destructive.
Well, then, but like, what about the guy who actually does get kind of destroyed by it? The soldier who, you know, the plant mutates him to death.
Well, I mean, everybody gets destroyed by this whole thing except for the people who want to fight it.
I thought they all want to fight it. He's a soldier going
no,
into...
No. I mean, like, Kane got destroyed by it. He didn't want to fight it anymore. He just couldn't, like, hang because his brain got all muckety-muck.
Right, but Kane survives.
No, he doesn't. That's the alien.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Right, and she survived because she wanted to fight it. She wanted to fight the thing and, like, destroy it.
But then Anya wanted to fight it. She gets destroyed.
Well, yeah, but she just gets killed by a freaking bear.
Sure. I mean, that bear is part of the shimmer. It's one of many things that can end you, annihilate you, so to speak,
okay,
in this realm.
Okay, Anya's the one who says, like, hey, we do this self-destruction. Well, I guess Jennifer Jason Leigh does. But Anya's kind of